beyond. It's Keen Radio.
Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Baba G, the Caveman, my spiritual stand-up comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Baba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program. And Dr. Omar here, my co-host. So if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7/365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute. And other offers as well. So remember to laugh more. I'm going to take some colors in order to receive. Hello, hello. Go ahead. You're on air. Welcome.
Hello, this is Mindy.
Okay.
Hello.
Tell the audience, welcome, Mindy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pasco, Washington.
Yes, Pasco, Washington it is. And your question, please?
My question was regarding my trial for my children.
Yes. Uh-huh. And your question being what? You want to be successful?
How is that going to go? Am I going to...
It's going to be 50-50, more or less. But that's what the judge would be wanting to think. So, but a little variation that be happening, that's in the mind and evaluation of yourself. Maybe you may get 60 in your mind, but in the mind of judge, he's going to just make it 50-50 so nobody gets mad at him and he has a, you know, judgment in that way. But hesitation and other things is going to be in your favor, so you're going to be winning most of the case. So no worries. Thank you so much for your one question. Please call me for the team, and I will be more than happy to answer all your questions in depth. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. So, next person in line is... Yes.
Hello.
Hello, hello. You're on air. Go ahead. Yes.
This is Tasha Khan from California. I want to know what you see with my friend, Shandell, what you see between us.
Yes. Yeah. Shandell is entangled with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And is very deeply spiritual and yet very down to earth. And he's a very, very nice man, but he's non-expressive of his feelings so easily. That's what you need to be patient with. But he's very romantic and sexy and very nice. And so Tasha is a different ballgame than that of yours.
So
you can give him, cut him a slack and be patient with him. And there is a potential there because eventually he's going to be divorced from his wife.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you so much for your question. And
I was like, how do he feel about me? Is it just on the friends or more than friends?
You can call me for the further in-depth questions on Keen. You know that. Thank you so much for calling my radio show. Welcome. Thank you, darling.
Right.
Next person in line God, it's too easy. All right, you're on air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Yes, your name in the microphone is
yes. Yes, hi, Barbara.
Loud and clear.
Okay, my name is Lisa. Can you hear me clearly?
It's better, yeah. It's speaking to microphone. Lisa Love,
yes.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
All right, and your question for me?
All right, so I have a question. So recently I moved to Brooklyn, okay? The area is pretty cool. The area is actually, it's not where I wanted to move, but this is what I found at the last moment, and it's a nice area. However, in the long run, I don't think I'll be staying here. I consider this as temporary. So,
yes.
Do you see me staying here longer than 6 months, or, I mean, I'm grateful, but
yes.
I don't think I want to stay here long term.
No, but you are going to be staying there just a little over a year.
Oh,
you are going to do. Yes, But there will be delay in finding appropriate place. That's why I saw the reason thing. So you need to make preparation ahead of time in order to ensure your 6 months stay, however. So that's the tip I am giving you. So you need to follow that one. All right?
Okay.
Thank you so much
you.
For your one free question. So let's take care and good night and laugh more. All right, don't eat too many pizzas. All right. So here, next person in line. Yes, go ahead. You are on air.
Hello, hi.
Yes.
Hi, Babaji. This is Aisha.
Yes,
this is Aisha.
Yes, Kafik. Yes.
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 Hi.
Go ahead.
I wanted to know the job. I wanted to know about my job because my job right now. I'm working, and do you see that? You know, I might move into another position there because I'm really not liking the job.
Yes.
It's really a difficult job. So.
Yes. So your question is yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
You
so they're going to put me in another
moving,
department? Okay.
Yes, because you will be more productive and you could use your, creative intelligence much better than what you are doing right now. You are not exactly doing what you are best at. You're not
using your
talents and stuff like that. So that's why.
So I mean,
you know,
am I gonna? So like the thing is that the job that I have, like, so I'm still on probation right now, and you know I'm worried about making the probation. You know, I just don't know, like, after the probation, are they gonna keep me or you know? So.
No, there is a great potential that. You know, you would pass the provision successfully and you will be fine. And this job is just around the corner. So just behave yourself and be careful with everything. So everything is going to be all right. All right. Thank you so much for your one question.
Yeah.
And so, yes. Next person in line, please. Yes, go ahead. You're on air. You're on air, yes. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello. Hi,
yes,
thank
yes.
you
go
for
ahead.
Taking my call.
You're most welcome. Your name, please.
My name, Tonette.
Hi, Tonette. And your date of birth, please. Hi.
8/20/1974.
Yes. And your question, please. Thank you, Tonette. Welcome.
My question is about another female, Desiree. Do you need her date of birth?
Desiree. No.
213-75 is her Desiree's date of birth.
That's fine. You would like to know what exactly?
I want to know when I'm going to be getting communication coming from her, and also when you see her moving her belongings here into my house to move in.
Yes. She will be moving into your house, okay, within this coming month. Right. And so
does that mean, this coming month? Like April or May?
No, this coming month is May. Yes.
Okay.
By
so
May. Mid-May or so. Yeah, mid-May or little later, because she is very procrastinator, and she's a very nice girl, very cute, and I got to tell you that. So she's very, very beautiful and feminine and very beautiful and kind. So, but she's a procrastinator, all right. You have to put up with her procrastination. That's all you gotta do. Otherwise, but you know her pretty well, so you know how to deal with her. And she will be a great company to you, and everything is going to be just fine and dandy, okay? Thank you for your one free question. You can call me and team for further in-depth details. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're most welcome. Laugh more. Next person. Hello, hello. In line. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is it
next person? Yeah, go ahead.
Is it my turn? This is Camilla.
Hi.
I'm calling about Christian.
Yes.
I'm calling about Christian. I'm wondering when is he gonna finally come around? Because we've been talking finally, but not real, steady really. And you know, he talks like he wants things to work out, but then I don't hear from him like, you know, on the weekends. And we work together, but then I don't hear from him on the weekends or whatever. So when is this gonna happen for real?
Yes. Just give it a couple of months, and he's anticipating in reaching out to you. Just give him a couple of months, and you are doing just great, actually. Not too much, not too little with him. So don't overextend yourself in communication with Christian. You know how that is. So you are being learning how to behave with him. That's called secrets of relationship. Learning about your partner. And that's all there is, okay? And thank you so much, everybody. Blessings to you all. And laugh more. Remember to laugh more. All right?